Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 22nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to prepare this message and share it through the podcast this beautiful Friday morning. Today's message is titled, A Lesson from Fishing. The scripture text is from John chapter 21, verses 3 through 6.
I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, We'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them,
Friends, haven't you any fish?
No, they answered. He said,
Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
Yesterday, my friend Jesse Lapp took his masonry crew on a fishing trip out on Chesapeake Bay and invited me to go along. We had a great time, and as a group of six men, we caught hundreds of fish. And that's not a fish story. Last night, Brooksine and Stair and I joined Jesse and his family for charcoal grilled bass and fresh whole peas from their garden. What a great way to spend the first day of summer.
Today's scripture portion is one of our favorite Bible passages. Anyone who's ever been fishing knows the frustration that the disciples experienced in the daily text. I enjoyed fishing when I was younger, along with my brother and sister, but I need to be catching to enjoy the experience, and I never was able to catch many fish.
Yesterday, we were taken out on a charter boat by an experienced captain right to where the striped bass were schooling. For some 5 hours, we caught one fish after another. One of the young men actually kept track and caught over 50.
Today's story happened after the resurrection. Peter had a hankering to go fishing and told the other disciples, I'm going out to fish. They joined him and fished all night, but caught nothing. That must have been a hard, discouraging fishing trip. Early in the morning, a figure on the shore, whom they were unable to recognize due to mist or distance, called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? Of course, the resurrected Lord knew they hadn't caught anything.
A seasoned fisherman knows that he must cast his reel in all directions to find where the fish are biting. If I'm on a boat, I'm going to try fishing from the back, each side, and even the front if I can get there. Surely during the course of the night, the disciples had moved about trying to cast their nets in various places in search of fish.
But Jesus had some specific and unusual fishing advice. Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. Now surely they had tried this already, but Peter didn't hesitate in responding to the voice in the distance. His obedience resulted in a great catch of 153 large fish.
It's always been interesting to me that they counted how many fish they caught that morning, and the count is included in the scriptural account. What an authenticating detail this is. Real fishermen keep track of how many fish they catch, particularly keepers. Yesterday, we were allowed a total of 12 keepers, and that is a striped bass 18 inches or longer, and I must say I contributed 3 toward that total. I didn't keep track of all the smaller fish I caught and released, or even later on, the keepers I released after our boat reached the limit.
Have you ever worked hard in some form of Christian service and not caught anything? We serve in some form of ministry for Christ that, at least for a season, seems to be going nowhere. We're not catching anything. We don't see receptivity or growth. That is so discouraging. But we need to stay faithful and listen to the voice of our Master and learn from this fishing trip the disciples had.
We need to trust and obey. There will be discouraging times and mysterious delays in our service for the Lord. I'm sure there was for the disciples and other earlier followers of our Lord and all through history. Notable leaders throughout church history had these experiences as well. Charles Spurgeon looked back upon dark hours in his own life and said, I quote, I bear willing witness that I owe more to the fire and the hammer and the fire than anything else in my Lord's workshop. I sometimes question whether I've ever learned anything except through the rod. When my schoolroom is darkened, I see most." End quote.
But when they first met Jesus, they had said to Peter and his brother Andrew, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Peter indeed became a great fisher of men, and in some ways, we are all his spiritual descendants.
We are all called to be fishers of men. Stay faithful. The catch is coming.
Let's pray together. Jesus, it is during times of discouragement or bewilderment that I find myself most attentive to your instruction. It seems my heart is more yielded and my mind is more absorbing of the truths you want to convey when I am no longer trying to take charge. Help me to always remember that you are the teacher and I am the student. I welcome the wisdom of the Master to guide me into all truths and to sustain me in the moments of silence and waiting. Amen.
Amen for all of us. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. If you are a habitual podcast listener, we did not prepare one yesterday. I had actually intended when I prepared Wednesday's message to prepare a message for Thursday, but getting in late Wednesday night and needing to get up early Thursday morning, it just didn't happen. We do have some additional material on the website today, notably several pictures. I had a sunrise picture yesterday, excuse me, right over Chesapeake Bay. And, of course, several fishing pictures. So if you care to take a look at our website, we're at www.dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, whenever you happen to listen to this podcast. Again, it's prepared Friday, June 22nd, but we know not all listen to it that very day, but some it appears even weeks and months later. And thankfully, the message has a timeless aspect to it. Continue to stay faithful to our Lord and keep on fishing, my friend.